You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Liberty Group Limited, a licensed life insurer, an authorized FSP, and part of the Standard Bank Group. T's and C's apply. It's executive lounge time on a Wednesday, and we're going to be digging into some of the lives of our executives in this segment, as we usually do. And we're looking particularly at the Liberty family. They have a divisional director of operations, a lovely lady by the name of Gershul Neertling. She joins me now for this week's segment. We're going to get to know her a little bit better. Good evening, Gershul. Thanks so much for taking the time and allowing us to get to know you a little bit better. I want to start with, obviously, when we have these segments, we kind of try to look at the individuals behind the segments. So I want to start with a bit of a background around how you got into the Liberty business. Was it something you always thought you would want to do, and how you ended up in the operations segment?
Good evening, Jimmy, to you and the listeners. Thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure being here tonight. Yeah, so I come from the Western Cape, small dorpie called Genadendal, and moved to Johannesburg about 12 years ago. Fell in love with Johannesburg, the city, the culture, the people, the everything, and I was sorry I didn't actually join much earlier. So I studied to become an accountant, and in those days, you know, if you didn't do well for a doctor, you didn't have many options. Fortunately, I have an uncle who's a chartered accountant, and I realized that, okay, I can do this without having to do physics, and they said we could earn a lot of money. So those were my only vantage points at the time, and then set off my career and studied at the University of the Western Cape. When I did my articles, once again, I realized, as only the cool kids were allowed to go into financial services, and the ones from the other universities, you know. So my competitive spirit said, but why not me? Why am I not allowed? And then thereof sets off my journey to become, trained within the financial services industry. Now, I think I knew earlier on I wasn't a typical accountant. I was more interested in lifting up the bonnet and understanding the business that would give rise to the numbers within the financial statements. But it took me a while to come around and accept that. Today, I think I'm doing the perfect job. I head up the engine room at Liberty Corporate Benefits. Now, this engine, the Liberty Corporate, as we say, it's part of the Liberty Group. We are now part of the Standard Bank Group. And what we do is we basically partner with employers and SMMEs to help craft employee value propositions that are exciting, that are competitive. And we do it through our offerings, through our retirement fund, our umbrella fund, our risk solutions, our investment solutions. Now, that engine room I mentioned is colloquially called the administrator of the retirement funds. Now, I don't know about you, but when we say, oh, I've got to do my admin, the last thing you think is, must I? Do I have to? What a schlep, what a pain. So that is exactly what we are not. But we actually give effect to that promises that an employer makes to his employees to ensure that there's retirement savings, to ensure that in the case of that life event, that the funds reach their dependents and their family. So we support these employers in this process and their members. And I find that is not anywhere near admin, as so to speak.
Gershul, I want to look at some of these benefits. What do employees need to consider when you think about your benefits? Because a lot of the time, it's just, these are the company benefits we offer. And as employees, we don't really know how to navigate that conversation. And what do employees, both current employees and those that aspire to be employees in future, need to be thinking about when it comes to things like employee benefits?
Yeah. Thank you for that question. I think, firstly, I would like to say, as individuals, we don't really think we will get old. As individuals, we don't want to think about that inevitable death event and what will happen. So the first ask I would have is for anyone is set that time aside to make sure you understand that what portion of your money goes into a savings retirement fund so that you have the assurance that once you retire, that you have an income stream. Make the time. The second one I would say is try to make sure you understand where your funds are going. Get to understand that the administrator, you know, that admin place, that they have all your details, that they know how to get hold of you, they know how to contact you. Your employer will provide you with these value propositions, these retirement options, the risk cover options, and they will try their best. They will obviously have to consider their own financial their financial situation, all of those things. But for you as an individual to make the time and sit down and ensure that when you do those savings, that there will be enough. We always tell our members that there is to try and inform yourself as much as possible, because, you know, Jimmy, what we find within the industry is that our members, our employees, are not really knowledgeable about these things. I think the retirement fund industry is very complex. And so I ask and I appeal to members, reach out to the advisor, reach out to an advisor, or reach out to your administrator to come and find out and know everything that there's that you need to know, so that you are not left destitute, or you are not left with what your family members are not left wanting when something happens.
Certainly a lot to consider, especially when we look at that. Before I let you go, Gershel, I want to do a bit of a lightning round. We try to do this and try and get a bit more insights in the quickest amount of time. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and whichever answer comes to mind first, there's no right or wrong answers. Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Travel or staying in?
Travel.
Favorite destination?
USA.
Favorite food?
Chili, Thai, spicy.
Favorite drink?
Coffee.
Favorite way to unwind after a long day?
Thrilly, scary movies.
That's a bizarre note to end the conversation on, and I think I want to leave it at that. Thank you so much for that, Gershel. It's been lovely getting to know you. We wish you all of the best in your work that you do. I'm sure the Liberty team is more than lucky to have you, and we look forward to having this another time and catching up a little more. That's Gershel Nietling, who is the Divisional Director of Operations at the Liberty Group, joining me for this week's Executive Lounge. And just like that, we have a run out of time. I'm going to have to say goodbye. But before I do, there's a small little message from the Liberty family, and this is what they want you to know. This is the business your people built. This is what they care about, that keeps them motivated, that creates a healthy workplace, that keeps the institutional knowledge of the business your people are building. This is the business everyone wants to work at, that offers Liberty's corporate benefits, that cares about their future, their well-being, and their loved ones. This is the business that benefits from better benefits. This is the power of the care effect. Liberty Corporate Benefits. In it with you. Liberty Group Limited is a licensed life insurer, an authorized FSP, and part of the Standard Bank Group. Terms and conditions, risk, and limitations apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.